Happy Mother's Day. When I became a mother for the first time to my oldest, I remember sitting in my living room, holding my son while he slept, and looking at one of my bookshelves at the books that I had stored there. On my shelf sit the Harry Potter series, the Lord of the Rings trilogy, some Madeleine L'Engle classics, and of course, the Chronicles of Narnia by C.S. Lewis. And I remember whispering to my son as he slept, "I cannot wait to read all these beautiful stories to you." Both of my boys are a little older now, old enough to sit and listen to chapter books. And last week, on that rainy Saturday, I grabbed The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe off my bookshelf, turned with solemn and intense excitement to my children, and said, "Boys, it is time." And at bedtime that night, we began to read. I haven't read this book since I was a kid, so it's been really fun and, of course, interesting to read it now that I am older, having been through seminary and serving as a priest in the church. The character Aslan, as you may recall from the famous story, is the character who represents Jesus and God. And as I have been reading the book to my boys, they are hearing about Aslan for the first time along with the story's main characters, which is thrilling to watch. When the children, a sibling group of four who are the main characters of the book, are introduced to Aslan for the first time, the book's author, C.S. Lewis, so cleverly and appropriately describes the feeling each character experiences when they hear about Aslan. Here's what he writes. "None of the children knew who Aslan was any more than you do. But the moment they heard Aslan's name, Peter, the oldest, suddenly felt very brave. And Edmund, the troublesome brother, felt mystery and fear. Sister Susan felt as if some delicious smell or some delightful strain of music had just floated by her. And little Lucy, upon hearing Aslan's name, got the feeling you have when you wake up in the morning and realize that it is the beginning of the holidays or the beginning of summer and you don't have to go to school." C.S. Lewis continues by adding, "Hearing Aslan's name felt like the feelings of receiving good news, like the feeling of seeing the first signs of spring." As the children in the book hear more stories about him from the different characters they meet in Narnia, there arises great feelings of wonder within them about who they are and what they are capable of with the guidance of this great Aslan whom they have never met. And the children follow after Aslan. Even though they have yet to meet him, they follow this great Aslan who seeks to shepherd them and all living things into fullness of life in Narnia. In reading this story again, it strikes me that C.S. Lewis is drawing a picture of the intimate nature of our relationship with Jesus, our shepherd. For each of us, Jesus arouses something different. For each of us, Jesus is familiar. His stories draw us in. He creates desire and wonder within us, even if we don't fully understand it. And I hope that for each of us, Jesus, just like the character Aslan, creates wonder about who we are and what we are capable of when we follow him, our Jesus, who seeks to shepherd us into fullness of life. Today is Good Shepherd Sunday, the day we contemplate the metaphor Jesus uses to describe himself as a shepherd. The shepherd image is an interesting one for Jesus to use. Being a shepherd is not exactly a powerful position to claim, at least not in the traditional way we might understand power. but it does have power. Today we hear Jesus say, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me." Jesus is describing the nature of his relationship with us and its intimacy. And it is inside this intimate relationship Jesus is claiming to have with each of his followers that there is great power in this metaphor. In the Gospels, Jesus' followers drop everything and follow him, even if they have yet to meet him or fully understand who he is. His guidance empowers all those who believe in his truth and follow his teachings. His shepherding leads to healing and newness of life. As the Good Shepherd, Jesus seeks to bring all those who have been cast aside into an intimate relationship with God. And this power is greater than any amount of physical strength, prestige, or wealth. "My sheep hear my voice," Jesus says. "I know them, and they follow me." Now, if Jesus is the Good Shepherd, that makes us, Jesus' followers, the sheep in the metaphor. And sheep, as you know, are not very bright animals. They can't see well and are easily scared. It is easy for them to get off track, to wander off and lose their footing. They're not like dogs, always trusting and loyal. Nope. Sheep mostly just huddle in large groups, keep their heads down, and eat. And they're very stubborn, mostly because they are fearful creatures, fearful because they can't see what is happening from one moment to the next. And while it may not be the most flattering of descriptions to use for ourselves, it feels pretty accurate, if we're going to be honest. I for sure feel like a sheep at times. There are times I just want to dig my hooves into the ground or simply run away yelling, "Don't tell me what to do. Leave me alone. I have no idea where we are or what's going to happen next. Just let me mind my own business and eat." Perhaps you can relate. And it's at times like these when I'm so grateful we don't have just any old shepherd. Our shepherd is Jesus. And he's the Good Shepherd, whose voice we all know so well, so intimately, we could pick it out of a crowd when he calls our name. Jesus is our shepherd. He's the one who sits with us every day, waits patiently for us to move along, who takes his time with each one of us as we walk on precarious trails. Jesus is our shepherd, who loves us, cheers us on, and shows us the amazing things we are all capable of. Jesus is our shepherd, and when we run away screaming, "No, don't tell me what to do," Jesus, like a mother to her children who are having a bad day, takes a deep breath, gets up, and faithfully follows along after us, even if it takes extra time to go off course, collect us, and calm us down. Jesus is our shepherd, and he knows us intimately and deeply. He knows each one of us specifically, and we each have our own unique relationship with him. A relationship that conjures within us our strength and our joys. A relationship that can hold our fears, our sadness, and our concern. When Jesus uses this image of the Good Shepherd, he is showing us that he claims his power through his relationship and intimacy with us. And as the Good Shepherd, he is showing us who our God is. He is showing us that our God's power rests in God's unconditional love for us. God, who is always willing to track us down when we are lost, who loves us despite our stubborn ways, our fear, and our short-sightedness. Our God who draws us in, calls out to us specifically, who seeks to shepherd us into fullness of life. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Rachel Held Evans, an amazing spiritual writer, author, and mother, who just recently and unexpectedly passed away last week, writes in her book, Inspired, about the intimate nature of God's relationship with us, our God who is with us, in us, doing the slow work of life with us and getting down in the trenches with us. She writes, "Dignified or not, believable or not, ours is a God perpetually on bended knee, doing everything it takes to convince stubborn and petulant children that they are seen and loved. It is no more beneath God to speak to us using poetry, proverb, letters, and legend than it is for a mother to read storybooks to her daughter at bedtime. This is who our God is. This is what God does." The Good Shepherd, our intimate God, our Jesus, is perpetually on bended knee, doing everything it takes to convince stubborn children, us stubborn sheep, that they are seen and loved. And I wonder if you'll humor me now by going to your bulletin and going to Psalm 23. And let's read this together. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. He revives my soul and guides me along right pathways for his name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You spread a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup is running over. Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is our Good Shepherd. Our Shepherd who, as C.S. Lewis puts it when he's describing Aslan, brings us the feelings of good news and hope like the first signs of spring. Who is always with us. I am a shepherd, Jesus says. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, they know me, and they follow me. No matter our shortcomings and stubbornness, our good shepherd will always guide us faithfully into fullness of life, patiently loving us like a mother to her growing children, as we blossom into who we were created to be, beacons of light and love in this world. Amen.
Amen.